Today we are celebrating All Saints Day. And then the first and the most basic question today would be, who are the saints? And it is not so that every dead person is a saint. That is not the truth. All dead persons are not saints. The saints in heaven are Christians who have died in the faith with the faith of Jesus in their hearts. And it is only dead Christians that are saints, and every dead person is not a saint. And you can say that the general conditions for a person to be a saint, to come to heaven, would be three. And the first and most basic thing would be that the person is a Christian, that he or she believes in Jesus, that Jesus is our Savior and our only Savior. And the second, more general condition would be that a person repents his sins and regrets his sins. And the third, more general condition would be that a Christian person worships together with the parish on a Sunday in church. Those were the more general conditions for a person to be a saint, to come to heaven. But today, in our Gospel, Jesus gives us a little more detailed, a little more further teaching how a Christian person should be to become a saint, to come to heaven. Jesus says that blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean? It means that we ourselves, without Jesus, we are very poor in our spirit. We are sinful people. We are weak and we are sinful and we are not very wise by ourselves. But Jesus, he is rich, and Jesus is without sin. And therefore, a Christian person has to understand that he himself is poor in his spirit, that he is sinful, and that only Jesus is rich and without sin. And a Christian person should pray that the Holy Spirit would come into his heart, that the Holy Spirit would help him to understand that he himself is sinful and poor, and that Jesus is rich and without sin, and that Jesus has very much to give us. And to put it shortly, we shall believe in Jesus. We shall not believe in ourselves. The second thing that Jesus teaches us today is, blessed are those who mourn. And that does not mean that all people who mourn and are sad in general are blessed. Now understand me right, of course it is allowed for us to mourn and to be sad about things in this world. If your car breaks down, and if you have an old and bad house, and if some of your relatives are sick, now of course it is allowed for us to mourn and be sad about such things. And of course that Jesus has compassion with us for such things. But nevertheless, that is not the most important thing that Jesus means today. What Jesus means is that we should first of all, and the most important thing, is that we should mourn and be sad about our sins, that we should mourn and be sad about our sinful nature. And today, the teaching is that we all should pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to understand that we are sinners, and that the Holy Spirit would help us to first of all mourn and be sad about our sins and our sinful nature. Jesus also teaches us today that blessed are the meek. What would that mean? Of course, it means a lot of things, but I think one of the things that it means is that we should not be too fast to judge others. We should not be too aggressive to judge others. In fact, we shall not judge other people at all. Only Jesus is the judge. Now, of course, that we have the right to say what is right and what is wrong, but all judging, in the end, is a matter for Jesus and not for us. And it also means that we should think before we talk and not the other way around. And the teaching today would be that we all should pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to think before we talk, and that the Holy Spirit would help us not to judge other people. Jesus also teaches us today that blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus does not say that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the things in this world. This he does not say. Now, of course, we have the right to long for things in this world also. Of course that we need houses and cars and clothes and money and so forth to make a living in this world. And to some extent that is, of course, allowed and it's not a sinful thing within certain limits. But nevertheless, what Jesus tells us today is that we should most of all, and first of all, have a hunger and thirst for righteousness. We should first and most of all have a hunger and thirst for more personal and for more closer relations with Jesus Christ. We should first of all have a hunger and thirst to learn more about the Bible's teaching, to learn more about the Christian faith. We should first of all have a hunger and thirst for the kingdom of God. Of course, it is not possible for a Christian person not to sin. Sin is a very grave damage in our nature, and it is just not possible not to sin. But nevertheless, a Christian person has to combat his sinful nature as far as it is possible. As far as it is possible, we should try to sin so little as possible. And the teaching today would be that the Holy Spirit would help us, that we should pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to first of all have a hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God, and that the Holy Spirit would help us to, as far as it is possible, to combat our sinful nature. Jesus also teaches us today that blessed are the merciful. It does not mean that we should be merciful against sin. A Christian person shall not be merciful against sin, but a Christian person shall be merciful against the sinner who repents his faith. Who repents his sins, who regrets his sins. We shall not look through the fingers with sin, but we shall be merciful to the sinner who regrets his sins. And the main reason why we should do that is that we ourselves are also sinners. If a brother or sister commits a grave sin, it is very easy to think that he or she is a bad person. But we should not think that way, because it might very well be that the next week we ourselves make something worse. And even something worser. And therefore, we should be merciful against others because we ourselves are also sinners. And the teaching today would be that we should pray that the Holy Spirit would help us not to be merciful against sin, but to be merciful against the sinner who regrets his sins. Jesus also teaches us today that blessed are the pure in heart. This does not mean that a Christian person in himself, by himself, would have a pure heart. There's no person in this world who has a pure heart by himself. We all have sinful hearts. What it means is that a Christian person should wash his sins in the blood of Christ, that a Christian person's heart should be purified by the blood of Christ. And the teaching today would be that we all should pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to understand that our own hearts are impure and sinful, that our hearts has to be cleansed and purified in the blood of Christ. Jesus also teaches us today that blessed are the peacemakers. You see the cross up here. It has two beams. There's one vertical beam, one horizontal beam. And the vertical beam, that is a symbol of Jesus. Well, of course, the whole cross. But first of all, the vertical beam means that Jesus died for our sins on Golgotha. Jesus died on the cross of Golgotha that our sins would be forgiven. For our sake, he died on Golgotha. And through Jesus' death on Golgotha, we have peace with God. Through Jesus' death on Golgotha, our sins are forgiven. The wall that was between us and God was torn down, and we have an open access to God the Father through this vertical beam, through the cross. But then the cross also has a horizontal beam that goes out on the sides. And that means our relations with other people. When we have peace from God from above, when we have forgiven sins from God, then we should also have peace with other people. This forgiveness should also be from us to other people. And so it is, but we shall not exaggerate this thing. It does not mean that we at all costs should make peace with all people at all times. The main question is what the conflict is about. When it is a matter of the glory of God, when it is a matter of Christian teaching, we shall make no compromises. A Christian shall never compromise when it is a matter of the glory of God and the teaching and the Christian teaching. In such cases, if people don't like what we say, then it is said, but there's nothing to do about it. When it is a matter of our own glory, when it is a matter of our own personal interests, then a Christian person shall be capable of making compromises. Of course, understand me right, of course we cannot let other people abuse us. Of course there are reasonable limits, but within reasonable limits, we shall be capable of making compromises when it is a matter of our own interest. As far as this is possible, when it is a matter of our own interests, we shall be in peace with other people because God gives us his peace. And the teaching today would be that we all should pray that the Holy Spirit would help us with this thing, that the Holy Spirit would help us not to compromise on Christian teaching, but to compromise when it is a matter of our own interests. Jesus also says that blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. Now, I don't really know, maybe I am unfair to you, because I don't live in America, but I can say that people who live in Europe, Christians in Europe, they quite often get this thing a little wrong. There are many Christians in Europe who think that all their sufferings, all their problems, everything that goes wrong for them is persecution for the sake of Jesus. But unfortunately, that is not true. Of course, it doesn't matter. Of course, not always, but to a certain limit, a very high part of our sufferings, they come from the fact that we ourselves are stupid, we are sinful, we are non-tactical, we behave bad. Not always, but quite often. On the one hand side, but on the other hand side, if we are suffering persecution for the sake of Jesus, if we are suffering persecution for the Christian faith, then that is something very precious in the eyes of the Lord, in the eyes of God. And Jesus tells us today that our reward will be great in heaven. And so it is indeed. And one example in our society would be about homosexual relations, that the Bible says very clearly that we are created man and woman, and that homosexual relations are sinful and against nature. And if you confess in our society today that so is the case, that homosexual relations are sinful, and people get angry at you and they are persecuting you for that reason, then you are indeed persecuted for the sake of your faith, and then your reward will be great in heaven. And the teaching today would be that we all should pray that the Holy Spirit would help us not to get into trouble because of our own sinfulness, but also that the Holy Spirit would give us courage to confess the Christian faith in a secular society. Now I have given a little more specified teaching how a Christian person should be to be a saint to come to heaven. And as I said before, of course we are sinners. Of course it is not possible for us to totally live according to what Jesus has taught us today. But nevertheless, with the help of God, through the help of prayer, we must try as far as it is possible to live as Jesus has taught us today. I am a Lutheran pastor, and Luther, he talks about the law and the gospel. And the law could be a summarize of everything that God demands from us. And the gospel is a summarize of everything that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, gives to us. And when a pastor is preaching the law, what God demands of us, then there are two little words that should be present. And these little words are if and but. If you are a true Christian, you will come to heaven. But you have to be a true Christian. When the pastor preaches the gospel, that is a common word for everything that God gives to us, then these two little words, if and but, they should not be present. The words if and but are pollutions when the pastor speaks the gospel. And now I have come to the gospel, and I would say, as Pastor Mark also mentioned, that heaven is waiting for all Christians, and that heaven is a place far much better than our minds can understand. And heaven will be without tears, only 100% perfect joy. Sometimes people say that when a person is dead, that everything is over. He's dead, he's buried, he's gone, everything is over, everything has stopped. But that is not correct when the dead person is a Christian, then this is not correct. For a Christian person, the day of our death in this world is our birthday in heaven. I would like to very shortly summarize this sermon. And the first thing I've tried to say is that only those who believe in Jesus and only dead persons who believed in Jesus are saints. The second thing I've tried to say is that although we are sinners, we have to try with the help of God, as far as it is possible, to live according to Jesus' teaching today. And the third thing I have to try to say is that the day of our death in this world is our birthday in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now is, and forever shall be, world without end. Amen.